a lot of times people are like, really, like, what made you pick HBU? Just because it is a smaller, you know, private school. They're like, you know, why didn't you choose a bigger college? And I'm like, not only, you know, is it smaller for one, but their beliefs align with my beliefs. And I think that's something that really motivates me as well to become more knowledgeable in this aspect of my faith, or really get to know other people's story of like what led them to the college and how faith plays a huge role in their lives as well.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Leisha Wincher is earning her Master's of Science in Human Resources Management from Houston Baptist University. She's a graduate of Clearbrook High School in Friendswood. Leisha obtained her bachelor's degree from U of H and was a Houston Texans cheerleader from 2013 to 2017. In 2018, Leisha was crowned Miss Houston USA and second runner-up at the state level. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that's quite a resume there.
Thank you.
Now, here to be a Texan cheerleader, you got to be able to take a tire and throw it over about 10 times and do all kinds of crazy exercises.
Where'd you hear that from? Because I definitely can't do that.
First off, let's talk about your degree here at HBU.
Yes.
You're looking forward, and so a Master's of Science in Human Resources Management. What do you want to do?
So I want to pursue, I actually work for a medical billing and coding company right now, and I work in HR, and I was like, you know, I would love to just further my career in human resources, because honestly, it's never boring. Every single day, it's something people would be so surprised, but it's something that important to know the laws and the policies about. And so I was like, why not? And so I looked up HBU, and they have a Master's of Human Resource, and that's what brought me here.
And how's it going?
I love it. It's so quiet. Like, I just walk on campus, and I'm like, oh, so peaceful. I love it.
Oh, well, there's a beautiful spirit on HBU's campus,
yes.
Isn't there? Now, tell us about your time at Houston Texans cheerleader.
So what people don't know is when I tried out for the first time, I was still in high school. I was 18. I was a senior. And I'd been cheering my whole life. And then I tried out, and I didn't make it. And so I tried out again because I was like, you know, I'm still young. I might as well give it a try. And I went, and I made it past the first round and the second round and the third round. And I started getting nervous. I was like, wait, I think I'm going to actually make the team. And I ended up making it. And I did it for 4 years. In my last year, the Texans corporate staff, as well as my teammates and the coaches, they selected me to go to the Pro Bowl. So they send one cheerleader per team.
Really?
And so you go to Pro Bowl, and is there 32 teams in the NFL?
Yeah,
so we have 32 girls from all over the country who's on NFL teams, and you just become one team for a week.
Really?
Yeah. So it was so much fun.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And great experiences with the Houston Texans, I'm
sure. I loved it. It was awesome. I mean, I can't even put it into words, but every single day there's an appearance for Jamie Ruth or Bob McNair, you know, rest in peace. But it was always something so fun going on, whether it was in the community or visiting hospitals. It was great.
Yeah, and I'm sure you were watching this year hoping the Texans would have gone all the way.
We were so close.
Yeah.
But, you know, next year they have a game in London out here.
Yeah.
So that'll be very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So neat. And then Miss Houston USA, tell me, what about that?
Okay, so funny story is I grew up watching it with my mom. We always watched pageants. And so my friends were like, why don't you do a pageant? You're so tall. I was like, no.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Oh, okay.
With no heels.
Okay.
Because I'm so shy. And I was like, I'm not going to be on stage answering a question. And so I was on Instagram, of course, you know, social media these days. And they had a flyer that said, Miss Houston, like, open casting. And I was like, no, there's no way I'm going to go. Then I saw it again the next day, and I was like, maybe this is a sign. So I went, and I did the training, everything they call pageant training. And then all of a sudden, I went the day of the competition, and I won. And I was just like, oh my goodness, what do I do now? And so my director, she's helped me so much, just walking me through. I just recently competed in Miss Texas, where I was second runner-up, and this was just my second pageant. And so I've already learned so much. Not just about like beauty pageants, but like more about myself and, you know, building that more confidence and me breaking out of that shyness.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you went to Friendswood High School, Clearbrook High School.
Yes.
Tell me about your family.
So we're from Friendswood. I graduated from Clearbrook High School. And it's funny because I would say, when I grow up, I want to move out of Houston because, you know, that's Friendswood, Clear Lake, that's like their own little area.
Yeah.
So when I got older and I was in the Texans, everything was out in Houston. And I was like, the city is so big. And
yeah.
So now I love Houston. I love the city, the diversity here. And I couldn't even imagine calling anywhere else home.
Yeah, it is a dynamic city.
Yeah, it's so busy. There's always something new popping up around town.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Always a new restaurant, that's for sure.
Yes.
So you picked HBU. Why?
Yes. I figured if I'm going to get my master's degree, you know, obviously you're furthering your education, so it's going to be a little difficult. I love U of H, but I knew that it's so big, and I want to, you know, interact more with my professors and my classmates, so that is what brought me to HBU. My classes are so small, and I love it because I feel we have more interaction and more, like, class discussions, and that's what I really enjoy.
We're doing an issue of the magazine right now, the University Magazine, called HBU Welcome Home.
Right.
Because so many people always refer to the personal touch here at HBU.
Yeah.
And the teachers know you.
Yes.
That they care about you. That you have accessibility to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that in every school, do you?
No.
600, 800, you know, the teacher barely knows you're alive, let alone who you are.
I know, like, as I walk into class and my professor's like, "Hi, Miss Winter," and I'm like, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, he knows my name. If I miss the class, he's going to be like, "Oh, well, she's not here today." But I actually really like it because they get to know you, not just on,
yeah,
like, being a student, but, okay, like, what do you do, you know, during the day? Do you work? Do you have kids? You know, they just really get to know you,
yeah,
outside of, you know, just coursework.
And Alicia, as you know, the faith statement here at HBU is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Tell
yes.
me about your faith.
So I believe God, without God, I am nothing. That's just like what I live by. On the days that I feel like I cannot get out of bed, I just can't do it anymore, and I just want to stay home and just like be serene. But my faith has what led me to pursue my education, because honestly, education is something that no one can take away from you. And I think that personally to me, that's how we grew up in the church, went to church every Sunday. I was in the choir. And so that I know firsthand, like without faith and without praying, personally, I pray every day, then I just don't feel at peace. And so that's what really keeps me going.
And then how, you know, I'm sure faith is a protector too, because
mm-hmm.
you're a pretty young lady, Miss Houston, mm-hmm. Texan cheerleader.
Yeah.
You need faith.
You need
to go.
It. Trust me, you do.
Yeah. As you look at your future, what do you aspire to do?
So I want to pursue my PhD, and people are like, "Aren't you tired of school?" And I'm like, to be honest, if I could become a professional student, I would, but I know that's not possible. So I really want to pursue my education. I want to have everything in line before I actually get married, before I have kids, before
yeah.
all that comes along, because, you know, I want my kids to know that education's important. I think a lot of times I read something that like the high school graduation rate is actually dropping than it was,
yeah.
you know, earlier on. And so I think that it's something we need to educate everyone about. A lot of people think that they don't have to go to college, which is totally a personal choice, but all the things that college can bring is honestly just amazing.
I mean, of the cheerleaders and the girls that go into competitions, how many of them have this aspiration to move forward educationally, that they're not just living in the moment and not
right.
forgetting the future?
Just blah, blah, blah. So actually what people don't know is the majority of the cheerleaders when I was on the team 2017, they were teachers.
Really?
Yeah. And so I would bring my like coursework to practice, and we were in downtown. I'm like, "Hey, like, can you help me with my math class?" And so I had somebody over here who was a math teacher, had someone over here who taught history. So it was kind of like all around. A lot of times people think like, "Oh, she's just like a pretty face." But no, like majority of people who, especially the cheerleaders or in pageants, they have full-time jobs. So they have careers as well.
Yeah, sure. You know, Bob McNair was a great friend of Houston Baptist yes. University. And we have the McNair Center for Entrepreneurialism. He was a tremendous figure in Houston.
Yes.
So he cast a big shadow on the team.
He played a huge role, like not only just with the football players, but from speaking to every single person who worked in the corporate staff to making sure that all the cheerleaders were okay with their work. He, every single year, him and his wife, Ms. Janice, they always gifted us with something like sentimental, just saying, thank you for your hard work. You know, we don't have y'all just to, you know, you guys are actually a part of the Texans family, and that's something that people can really remember Mr. McNair by, was just being a caring person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deshaun is going to go to an event here in a few weeks and share his faith in Christ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And I'm sure it's inspiring to see some of the players that really do have a relationship with Christ and stand for Christ.
Yes, absolutely. That's a lot of times people are like, really, like, what made you pick HBU? Just because it is a smaller, you know, private school. They're like, you know, why didn't you choose a bigger college? And I'm like, not only, you know, is it smaller for one, but their beliefs align with my beliefs. And I think that's something that really motivates me as well to become more knowledgeable in this aspect of my faith, or really get to know other people's story of like what led them to the college and how faith plays a huge role in their lives as well.
That's great. Well, thank you, Leisha. We've been talking to Leisha Wincher. She's earning her Master's of Science in Human Resource Management from HBU. And she was on the Houston Texan cheerleader team and 2018 crowned Miss Houston at USA. I love the aspiration you have to keep moving educationally. And we're very proud of you. Keep on keeping on. And thank you for sharing your story with
us. Thank you so much for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.